closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
So people were wondering if after Keurig, the coffee maker, individual capsule maker, pulled its advertising from Sean Hannity's show over the Roy Moore issue, could anyone else upset the far right more, alienate the far right more? What does GQ say? Hold my beer! They, of course, have made Colin Kaepernick their citizen of the year. I may have something to say about that a little later. They put him in the same category as Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was, in my mind, indisputably the greatest boxer in the world when he gave up several years in the prime of his career to oppose the Vietnam War. Whether you agree or disagree with Ali's position on that, I find that an interesting comparison. Anyway, more on that perhaps later in the show. Eric Erickson of The Resurgent has a piece today called It's Time for Conservatives to Give Up, Let Go, Whatever, on Roy Moore. I watched the news conference, at least the statement of the latest accuser. Earl, have you seen the video? Just snippets. I saw her full, what I believe is her full initial statement. She is extremely credible. Roy Moore says, I didn't know her. I didn't even know the restaurant. Once again, I've never met that woman in my life. Yet, that sure appears to be his autograph on her high school yearbook, which I said, you're going to have people lining up to try to verify that. There, let's see. I don't understand. Why wrote Merry Christmas? Why would she have a yearbook with her in December? Yearbooks are handed out at or near. Who knows? Boy, people are stretching, aren't they? Well, it's very easy. You don't even have to wonder about that. All you have to do is, it wasn't the same time as the ride. Yeah, and there's confusion about that. My understanding is that she's not saying he signed that the day of the ride. That's my understanding, at least. Anyway, it's very simple. All you have to do is a handwriting analysis. That's all you have to do. Because now Roy Moore says he never met her, didn't even know where the restaurant was. So any other circumstances about how or when he signed it are irrelevant if a handwriting analysis says it's his signature. But beyond all of that, I agree with Eric Erickson. And I agree with Scott Walker, who flipped on this yesterday. More on that a little later in the show. I want to start with one that I teased this since last Thursday and didn't get to it. Or actually, no, it was just Friday. Teased it on Friday, didn't get to it on Friday, and didn't double back on it yesterday. I think it's a very interesting debate, but it's a little complex, so I want to try to break it down. I do want to take some calls on this because I think this is going to be a critically important issue. As you may or may not recall, I reluctantly, a couple of years ago, reached the conclusion that we have no choice but to mandate body cameras or body cams for police officers. I think it's as much for the protection of the officer as it is for anyone else, for anyone the officer with whom might interface. That's my belief. We have seen that officers have lied about incidents. We've seen that citizens have lied about incidents. It's not a panacea, not by any stretch of the imagination. But I still think it is the way to go. I also understand that it comes with a myriad of complex issues. That involves cost, storage, but most importantly, public access or lack thereof of that video. The whole idea in terms of officer-related shootings and other incidents of alleged officer misbehavior is that the public would be allowed to see the video. Well, that's great, but what about privacy concerns? The camera, as they say, never blinks. Who was that? Was that? That was in Walter Cronkite, was it? Some broadcast journalist wrote that book, The Camera Never Blinks. Great title, by the way. Just an absolute great title. So, the camera's going to see things. Dan Rather. The camera's going to see things that the human eye won't, and see it in a different way. Now, as a result, a bill was approved by the Assembly Thursday. Police body camera footage would be kept from the public in many cases, according to Patrick Marley of the Journal Sentinel. Representative Jesse Kramer said the bill will protect the rights of victims, witnesses, and ordinary citizens who encounter police. We've been giving up a lot of privacy with the technology that's out there, especially since September 11th, 2001, of course. We feel like we're kind of treading on thin ice as it relates to the Fourth Amendment, referring to the constitutional provision protecting people from unreasonable searches. The Assembly sent the bill to the Senate on a voice vote, fate there uncertain. Critics say the bill will too often keep the public in the dark, preventing people from getting a clear view of crime in their communities and how officers are responding to it. This is a bad bill that, if passed, will deny access to videos the public is paying for based on category and not common sense, said Bill Leaders, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. It will even keep police from releasing video that backs up their accounts. It does nothing to respect or protect the public's right to see these videos, undercutting the whole reason for their existence. Representative Chris Taylor, Democrat, said she believed the state should set clear rules, but said Kramer's bill goes too far. It makes it harder to get the public, for the public to get body camera footage they're paying for. The bill would not require departments to use body cams, but sets policies that they must abide by if they do. Under the bill, most footage will be kept from the public. Footage would be available under the state's open records law if it was taken in a public place and involved a death, physical harm, an arrest, or a search. In death, physical harm, arrests, or searches occurred in a place where someone, would ordinarily expect privacy. The footage could be released only if all victims and witnesses agreed to that in writing. The owner of the property where the police encounter occurred in most cases would also have to sign off on his public release. Democrats said that provision meant slumlords could prevent footage taken in their rundown apartments from being released, even when the tenants and police wanted it to be made public. Kramer disputed that, saying tenants were the ones who would determine where the footage would be released in such a circumstance. In other words, the property owner, in that case, doesn't have the rights. The resident of a property does. Okay, what about a hotel room? I Representative Peter Barco said that part of the bill was ambiguous at best, and was that part, and was one of the reasons the measure wouldn't make it to GOP Governor Scott Walker's desk. The public has a right to know. That's why your bill's not going anywhere in the Senate, quite frankly. If Kramer, okay, so this I find a very difficult situation. The Wisconsin State Journal also had a story on this. Here's the way they describe it. All footage captured in a public space by a police body camera would be exempt from the state's open record law, except in cases of injury, death, arrests, or searches. The release of footage obtained in a place where people would have a reasonable expectation of privacy would be subject to the approval of victims and witnesses, along with the owners or occupants of the property. Here's the one that I find problematic. All footage captured in a public space by a police body camera would be exempt from the state's open records law, except in cases of injury, death, arrests, or searches. So if the officer has his or her body camera operating all the time in a public space, that is exempt from the open records law, except in cases of injury, death, arrests, or searches. The concern is the officer's camera could pick up a lot of things where even in a public space, a person might have some expectation of privacy. I don't think you have much expectation of privacy in a public space, little to none. But who knows what that camera might catch? So he wants to limit this to cases of injury, death, arrests, or searches in a public place. So if Earl Brooker is having dinner with another woman, it could be perfectly, and of course it would be perfectly platonic. We all know that. The camera doesn't know that. Who knows why she gave you a kiss on the cheek, Earl? We can only, but you see what I'm saying? You get my point. I'm not suggesting there'd be anything untoward. The camera might, and what if that gets out? I would use it as my wallpaper if it got out, but that's just me. I'm kidding. But someone else, you see what I'm saying? So this is difficult. On the other hand, I'm inclined to agree to a degree with Democrats here that this goes too far. I think there's going to have to be more of a case-by-case basis on this. See what you think. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 919.
The Jerry Bader Show.